Plenty of racing coming our way. It is Manukato, Cox Plate and Bondi Stakes Week, and Adam Pengilly joins us. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Laurie.
What's doing, mate? Now, will these horses make it? Castle Vecchio, who I know Brad Davidson's praying, makes the field because he's been tipping it for a while. And will Gal's horse, Tiakau Shark, will they get in the Cox Plate, mate?
Well, wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall in the committee room of Mooney Valley this morning and try and find out what that committee is discussing? Look, personally, I would love to see both horses in the race, guys. They've just finished their gallops at Mooney Valley this morning, only in the last 10 or 15 minutes, along with a few other sort of fringe contenders for the Cox Plate. I thought Tiakau Shark looked pretty good. Castle Vecchio galloped with a mate in Morton's Fork and looked pretty sharp. And then we had Kingsville Dream and Very Elegant. And Humidor also galloped in front of the fans down there at Mooney Valley. This is the age-old debate we're going to have in the next sort of few hours about where do you go with horses who have been there and done that, or you go with horses that are on the way up who bring some X-factors to the race. Certainly, if you're looking towards the X-factor line, Tiakau Shark will be one of the most exciting gallopers in the Southern Hemisphere. He hasn't won at Group 1 level yet. He hasn't raced at 2,000 metres yet, but who's to say he can't measure up in a Cox Plate in a year like this? And Castle Vecchio, the three-year-old, I think has been going okay this campaign without really excelling. He's going to come into the race with 49.5 kilos. Craig Williams, I feel desperately sorry for, is trying to get his weight down. He's natural lightweight as it is, but he's trying to get down to 49.5 kilos without a promise of a ride in the race at this stage. So if it was me, I'd personally include both of them, but I'm not on the committee, so I'll wait and see what happens in the next couple of hours.
Now, I know Blackheart Bart owners have paid a fair amount for the late entry fee into the Cox Plate, but will he get a run?
I would say so, Laurie. I'd say he's probably more likely to get a run than not. So they've paid that $200,000 late entry fee in the last 24 hours to get him into the race. He was retired this year. I still can't get over this story, the fact that he was in a paddock and his career was finished. He's come back this spring in some pretty good form and won the Underwood Stakes last start. Whether he can measure up and be really competitive in a Cox Plate in a year like this, I'm not too sure, but Lindsay Smith and the horse's owners want to get him in there. So that's why they've paid this $200,000 late entry fee. And he's not alone in terms of these horses that have, you know, sort of been around the block a few times for the last few seasons. We're talking the likes of Galo Show and Humidor and these types of horses that have been there and done that, who are trying to get in the race this year without winks. And you've got to weigh up against whether you want to try and get some other horses like Tiakau Shark and Castle Vecchio into the race.
It's amazing you mentioned the fact that he was retired. Then his last two races, he's won over $600,000. Yeah. So they've been able to stump up the $200,000 to get him in, hopefully get him into the Cox Plate. But great training performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's not the only comeback story heading towards his Cox Plate. Well, I remember Kingswood Dream suffered that horrific injury out of the Cox Plate last year, and he was fighting for his life. He was basically, you know, struggling to stay alive, and the vet did an enormous job to get him back to health. And I don't think the owners really cared about him racing, and that's one of the healthy horses in retirement. Now, here he is, won the Turnbull Stakes a few weeks ago, and now potentially lining up for a Cox Plate.
Unbelievable. Now, the Caulfield Cup winner got a penalty. Yes, they didn't it?
Murder Glace got 1 kilo, Dave. So he's up to 56 kilos for the Melbourne Cup. I don't think it's any great surprise, to be honest. It's usually what Greg Carpenter and Racing Victoria do with a Caulfield Cup winner. Usually cops about a kilo and a half. It's a really impressive win. So he'll be up to 56 kilos for the Melbourne Cup, and I still think he's going to be extremely hard to beat.
Yeah. And just quickly, I know it's not on off-topic question, but are you able to get an update on Avelius for us over the next couple of days? Because we had a lot of text this morning after it bled out of that one nostril at the track gallop. There's just a few punters wanting to know whether they should chime in a Cox Plate or this campaign. So if you hear anything, Adam, let us know.
He should have galloped this morning, Dave, at Flemington. So the fields have to pass him this morning. So I'm not sure if he's had that gallop yet or not, but the final field's got to be declared in a couple of hours. So
okay,
he needs a gallop in front of the stewards today. So I'm sure you guys will find out in the next hour or two.
And quickly, Adam, I know the Queensland Derby was run months ago, but there's been, a couple of jockeys suspended out of that race?
Yeah, they've finally reconvened that inquiry, Laurie, from that fall that Corey Brown had those horrific injuries from. He's going to be out of the saddle for basically a year, but they finally got the jockeys together up there in Brisbane yesterday. So Tommy Berry and Matt McGillivray have copped a suspension out of that fall. Tommy's suspension is due to carry over in Melbourne Cup week, but he can appeal that, obviously, in the next 24 hours and have that heard at a later date. So he should still be able to ride during the Melbourne Cup Carnival. But him and Matt McGillivray got in a bit of trouble from that fall that caused Corey Brown's pretty bad injuries.
Talk to you tomorrow, mate.
Thanks, boys.